In this bulletin, Melburnians allowed one home visit per day as coronavirus restrictions continue to ease. United States Judge Amy Coney Barrett confirmed to the US Supreme Court. And in the AFL, Jaden Short beats out Dustin Martin to win Richmond's Best and Fairest Award. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Donnan. Melburnians will be restricted to one home visit per day as the city resurfaces from its COVID-19 lockdown. The announcement comes as Victoria records its second consecutive day of no new virus infections or deaths. Premier Daniel Andrews says strict guidelines need to be in place when it comes to indoor gatherings because the home is often where people let their guard down.
Two adults will be able to visit another home accompanied by dependents that cannot be left unsupervised. Visits must occur, at least for the next couple of weeks, within the 25-kilometre limit, and only one private gathering, only one such visiting event can occur per day. Meaning, if you have somebody over to your house at, say, lunchtime, you can't visit another house that night.
New South Wales residents could be allowed to enter Tasmania from next month without needing to quarantine. Premier Peter Gutwin says his government intends to classify New South Wales as a low-risk area and relax the border restrictions on the 6th of November. But he says the move remains subject to public health advice.
What we want to see in a jurisdiction that we open up to is less than 5 cases of unknown transmission in the last 28 days. New South Wales currently over the last 28 days has had 6 only in a population of nearly 8 million people, so they are on top of this, but we want to ensure that as we move closer to Friday the 6th that there are no further major outbreaks.
The decision means Tasmania's borders will be closed only to travellers from Victoria. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the decision about reopening the state's border to all of New South Wales could be only days away. It comes as the state again records no new COVID-19 cases. Ms Palaszczuk says she's waiting on advice from Chief Health Officer Dr Janet Young about the border closure before she makes an announcement. She says it may not matter that New South Wales has ongoing community transmission of the virus and hasn't registered 28 days without a locally acquired case, which was previously a requirement.
I will listen to the health advice. That is what I've always maintained, and that is what has made Queensland stand strong during these times. We have a strong health response, which means our economy is opening up. What we found is that those economies that actually had their borders shut were actually coming back quicker and faster.
Judge Amy Coney Barrett has taken an oath of office after her nomination to serve as a United States Supreme Court Justice was confirmed by the Senate. It voted 52-48 in favour of Judge Barrett joining the Supreme Court, with only one Republican, Susan Collins of Maine, not supporting the nomination. The 48-year-old's confirmation as a successor to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died last month, creates a 6-3 conservative majority in the court. She says she's humbled by the appointment.
The oath that I have solemnly taken tonight means at its core that I will do my job without any fear or favor, and that I will do so independently of both the political branches and of my own preferences. I love the Constitution and the Democratic Republic that it establishes, and I will devote myself to preserving it.
In the AFL, Jaden Short has beaten out one of Richmond's all-time greats to win the club's Best and Fairest Award. Short finished on 53 votes, ahead of star player Dustin Martin on 53. The 24-year-old defender says it feels great to be recognised for his hard work, especially after his father's death earlier in the year.
I love this club and I love this group, the coaches. And I just want to say thanks to my mum, my sister, my girlfriend. They're doing a tough in Melbourne. Obviously left my mum and my sister at home, just lost my old man, so that's pretty challenging in itself, but I'm proud of you guys and I love yous to bits.
Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy and 25. Adelaide, sunny, 21 degrees. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 19. Hobart, a shower or two, 15 degrees. Canberra, similar conditions, 19. Wollongong, a shower or two and 20. Sydney, much the same, 21. Newcastle, a shower or two with a possible storm and 22. Brisbane, showers with a storm likely, 27. Cairns, a possible shower or storm, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.